Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for Missed Connection Wednesday, brought to you by OptiVision, where LASIK is $13.59, regardless of your prescription. Call them today at 1-800-20-HAPPY. And today's guest, Missed Connection reader, the one and only Bobby.
Was a walking Missed Connection.
Yes. Let's get it going.
You are gorgeous. I saw you today around noon. First inside Target, you had your daughter with you. You have amazing eyes, brown long hair, gorgeous face, and that body, OMG, booty booty all day. Saw you by the detergent aisle, and then later you went into the restroom with your daughter, and after that I saw you outside getting in your car. I think it was blue. You saw me looking at you, and you smile so sexy. When I seen you outside, I was getting my blue SUV. I'm tall, Hispanic male. If you see this, email me back with details about me. You're so sexy.
My turn?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this one is cleverly titled, I Miss You More Than You Know. Mm-hmm. I miss you with all the pieces of my heart and what's left of my soul. Sweetheart, I miss you so much. I wonder every day if you miss me at all. I hope everything is going well with you. I wonder if I will ever hear from you again and see how things are going. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you ever ran that half marathon like you were wanting to. I wish you would call and talk to me. You still have my heart to this day. I miss you more than you know. I'm still wondering one question.
What could it be?
Oh, yeah, that's it?
I don't know.
That's what you call a dramatic conclusion.
All right.
We'll stay in the drama vein. I hate checking my phone and not seeing your name pop up anymore. Sweetheart, not only is my phone empty, but so is my heart. I just want to figure out something with you. The future is not written yet. So my heart tells me that we can work something out. All I know right now is my heart aches not having you in my life. I miss you so much. Your sunshine.
You know what I like is the piano that you brought in for this.
Oh, absolutely.
It's very good. Kid in the corner is just hammering.
This one is Love from Afar. There, I sat it. It was late August. You on one side of the restaurant, I on the other. You were with a girl. I was with my children. Not a soul in the place besides us and the waitress. I mustered up the courage to address such an incredible work of art. You gave me your name, said you were on a particular website. I, unable to find you, have been reduced to spreading my vulnerability for all to see. I don't know what else to do. I awake, you on my mind. The thought of holding you in my arms, caressing your body, kissing your lips, so close our hearts beating as one. I yearn for the day when we meet again. I have yet to touch you, but feel in my heart you were meant for me and I for you. But the name of the restaurant in which we had that fateful encounter that fine August evening in the subject line.
Bobby, I think you need to imbibe a little more romance into that.
Do
a little more passion.
Okay. Sorry.
All that in a restaurant, huh?
Yeah.
East Green Bay. Sunday afternoon. You were the smoking hot woman. So fine.
Yeah, you were.
A solid six. Maybe a weak seven. Anyway, you were looking at some 2x4s, and I asked you if that's what you were looking for, or if you would like me to show you some more wood. You kind of smirked and giggled, and then I could tell you were into me because you said I looked like Pedro from the movie Napoleon Dynamite. I asked you for your name and number, and you said, I told you that I named my pet duck when I was in fifth grade, the same name. It was hilarious. You gave me your number, and I waited like 20 minutes to call you. I would have called sooner, but I wanted to play it cool. Well, the number you gave me did not work. So I was explaining all these days happening to my uncle, and he's kind of a ladies' man. He's had like 3 girlfriends already. So I figured I'd get some advice from him and then explain all this stuff. And he tells me the number is fake from some song from the 80s. I told him this has got to be a mistake. Prove me right. I probably just wrote it down wrong. If your number is close to that song from the 80s, write me back. I felt the connection. You felt it too. Put help me get wood in the subject line so I know you are real.
That'll be difficult to top, but we'll try.
How did he not know 867-5309? That's got to be the number, right?
Missing you. I know you probably won't see this. I called you my sexy sweeper man. It's been 5 months since I was with you, and there hasn't been one day I haven't had you on my mind. I'm so sorry the way things happen. I love you to this day and wanted to spend every day with you. I know I can make you happy. I remember how I felt each day seeing you. I miss your kiss and your touch. I hope you're taking care of yourself.
That's it?
Me too.
That's it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Sit, so what am I hashtagging this? Is it Murphy WIXX?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think so.
All right.
Maybe you could do two hashtags, Misconnections and Murphy WIXX. I don't know.
Oh, maybe I could.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can do as many hashtags as you want.
Yeah.
Tag it.
Because I want to, you know, people can go to WIXX and see Bobby reading these lines, actually.
Yeah. Hashtag it.
Yeah.
Sit go. You work in the mornings. You've been training your new. I stopped in to talk about how you liked the job, and you said you didn't like it. What? You are so hot. I would like to get to know you better. I live damn near across the street. I know another guy who works there. He didn't know if you were with anyone. Long shot, but if you see this, let me know. I will ask you myself when I see you again, but that could be, you know, sometime. I don't know. The long blonde hair on you is so hot.
I need to kind of mop down here a little bit.
He's going to come in there anyway.
All right, it's your last one, Bobby. Make it count.
In the bookstore, you have an amazing body and long black hair. You were wearing a form-fitting sweater. You were a smoking hot girl. Maybe we could get a drink sometime. You rang up a book for class for me. Tell me what book so I know it is you.
You smoking hot girl. Is this read from Sochi?
You're smoking hot girl.
Smoking hot girl.
All right.
All right, last one.
I ain't jealous. Take me back. I was mad. Did things that were bad. I was not jealous, thou. You say I slashed your tires. You can't prove nothing. Besides, my sister says you a punk. She ain't gonna roll on me. You know I only broke your window because you were with that other girl. Or whatever her name, Gina. So you're going to take me back. Life is tough on you if you don't. I'm just saying. You best take me back. We belong together. I don't have rage. I have passion. I love you. So take me back or else. I know you want me. I know no other girl will do the kind of things I'm willing to do. So let's get married. Take me back now.
Is that it?
Yes. I ain't J-E-L-L-U-S.
That's
I
it.
Ain't jealous.
That's it for Misconnection Wednesday and WIXX, brought to you by OptiVision, where LASIK is $13.50 an eye. Call them 1-800-20-HAPPY. Bobby, the reviews are coming in.
Look at this.
Wait a minute. We really have a sponsor for this segment?
We do.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right.
Tell Bobby Stephen Hawking to pick it up. Bobby sounds like he's reading the news. Hilarious. Cracking up at Bobby's reading style. Awesome. Misconnection never sounded better. There we go. All right. Thank you, Bobby.
There you go.
Nice job.
Thanks, John.